With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A large earthquake rocked Southeast Asia, correspondent Jennifer King.
A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake centered in Myanmar rocked Southeast Asia midday Friday, causing extensive damage.
Public infrastructure has been damaged. This includes roads, bridges, and public buildings. We currently have concern for a large-scale dam.
Marie Manrique is a Red Cross program coordinator.
The major bridge that connects Mandalay to Sagaing has also collapsed.
The head of the military government, Senior General Ming Ang Hlaing, warned that many people are missing and the initial death toll is likely to rise. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump continues to talk about the U.S. taking control of Greenland. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
While Vice President Vance and a U.S. delegation visited an American military base in Greenland on Friday, the president once again said the U.S. needs the island for international security.
We have to have Greenland. It's not a question of, do you think we can do without it? We can't.
During his visit, the vice president said military force would not be necessary, insisting that the people of Greenland will want to partner with the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says China's numerous incursions into Taiwan's airspace and waters are what he calls deeply troubling.
It gives the People Liberation Army's Air Force and Navy more opportunities to train for the operation in which they might go for the jugular in Taiwan. It puts severe stress on Taiwan and Japan's military, both their equipment and their people.
Senator Tom Cotton lays out a lot of his concerns about China and their effort to basically become the world's largest superpower in his best-selling book, Seven Things You Can't Say About China. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A Christian teacher in England who was fired over LGBTQ comments has lost her court challenge.
Gladys Ledger was fired from her teaching job in London 3 years ago for comments she made during a religious studies lesson. The 44-year-old teacher told students that being LGBTQ was a sin. Ledger took legal action, arguing that her dismissal was unfair. However, late last week, her challenge was rejected by a high court. The judge dismissed her case, faulting the teacher for what was called unacceptable professional conduct and saying her firing was, quote, justifiable, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
Officials report high turnout during early voting in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race. Election day is Tuesday. The winner of the election will determine whether the court remains under liberal domination or flips to a conservative majority. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases. This is SRN News. U.S. states are positioning themselves to compete for newer, cheaper nuclear reactors being developed as communities and tech giants compete in a race for electricity.
For some state officials, nuclear is a carbon-free source of electricity that helps them meet greenhouse gas reduction goals. Others see it as an always-on power source to replace an accelerating wave of retiring coal-fired power plants. 25 states passed legislation to support advanced nuclear energy last year. This year, lawmakers have introduced over 200 bills supportive of nuclear energy. The reactors have high-level federal support, and utilities across the U.S. are working to incorporate the energy source into their portfolios. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Colorado football coach Deion Sanders has received a contract extension through the 2029 season. That's after turning around a downtrodden program in just two seasons, making it one of the most popular teams in the country. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.